Thank you for listening to the blog Music Art Culture, an original Anchor podcast. Head over to our social media page on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts, and you can keep the conversation going when we have our interviews. Like, share, tweet, follow, and we'll be sure to comment on your posts. And guess what? That's not it. You can also check out our Instagram page. Follow our handle at Music Art Culture. Today, the blog Music Art Culture talks with our special guest about life lessons, career moves, and how to develop as an entrepreneur. So if you're curious, keep listening because Tamika has plenty to say. Remember, we use our social media to connect with you, our listeners. So any questions you have, feel free to leave them on our Twitter page, which has the active conversation listing. And guess what? If you comment, like, share, tweet, or follow, we'll be sure to do the same. Reach out. Follow back. Yeah, because we care about your listening. We want to connect. And we're grateful that you like the blog Music Art Culture. So stay tuned and keep listening to the interview. I hope you enjoy it. Hi. Thank you all for listening. I am Dominique for the blog Music Art Culture, and it is a pleasure to be here with you all, and our special guest Tamika is here with us as well. Say hi, Tamika.
Hello, everyone.
We are going to talk about life experience, career moves, and a little bit of everything in between, but we just want to thank you for tuning into the blog Music Art Culture. I'm your host, Dominique, and we have a lot to talk about, and let's just get into it. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening, and we'll be right back. Volunteering a few hours out of any month is a great way to take a break from work. Get involved in your local community by becoming an active participant in your neighborhood or neighboring cities. Who knows, you might start a new trend at the office. Caring is a thought that turns into an action. Connect with people by getting involved in the world around you. Make a difference. Be the difference. All right, Tamika, so thank you for meeting with us today, and let's just start off with this wonderful day, 1st of November. How do you feel?
I feel great. Thank you for asking. Yes, I do.
That's good. Now, did you do anything for the holiday for those that do celebrate October 31st? Did you do anything for Halloween?
I did not do anything for Halloween, but I did watch and listen to Thriller a few times.
Okay. I think that's a hallmark for everybody.
Yes.
You have to listen to MJ.
Right.
It's like, and then you know everybody's going to dress up like him anyway. So
exactly.
It doesn't even matter. It's like, you have to, you're going to listen to Thriller. People are going to listen to Rihanna's Disturbia. And you're going to try and do the dance moves even though you don't know. I try and do the dance moves even though I don't know what I'm doing. So it's just always a lot of fun just to see what's going to happen. Because you never know what's going to happen. But I'm glad that you made it with us safely. And we're here today at, should we say the coffee shop that we're at? I don't know. What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah, I think we will. We're at Starbucks. I'm doing bad, actually. I'm drinking coffee, and she's doing better because she has tea.
Tea
and water. I think I should have took a page out of her book, but it's okay. We're going to roll with it anyway. So I'm going to stop talking now and let her get on in here because she has plenty to say. She is a young businesswoman functioning out here in this LA demographic, and I am just so pleased to have met her acquaintance of all places at a small business expo.
Yes.
So she was just a ball of light that just came to me out of nowhere, you know, just smiles. And believe it or not, she looks like an attorney. She is so, like, seriously professional. It is, like, not even funny. So the fact that she was just so warm and so welcoming, I was just like, hey. And she was like, hey. And it just, here we are.
Thank you. Thank you, Dominique, for that introduction. And I actually feel the same way. I'm glad that I approached you, you know, and I took the opportunity to talk to you because you was by yourself. I seen that you was a little... You wasn't busy, but I seen that you was occupied. But I was like, I would like to talk to this young lady because it's not that often that we get to be in those environments.
Right.
And the environment was to connect and network. And
right,
so I'm
right.
very, very happy that I was able to meet you and be here with you today.
Oh, likewise. Okay, so let's get into this interview. Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you consider your hometown?
So I was born in Chicago. My family went to Peoria.
Okay. Is that still in Chicago? It's in Illinois.
Okay. It's 2 hours outside of Chicago.
Okay.
So I've lived back and forth, but I spent a majority of my time in Peoria because I went to high school there.
Okay.
So
high school in Peoria.
Peoria, Illinois, Manual High.
Oh, okay. Manual High here in Los Angeles.
Manual High in Peoria.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so it's two manuals.
Okay, very cool.
Yes.
So for all those locals, it's Manual Arts in Peoria, Illinois.
Peoria, Illinois is Manual High School. Yes.
Manual High School.
Yes.
Manual High School in Peoria, Illinois. And then in LA, we have Manual Arts High School.
High School.
So there is more than one manual, okay? I just got educated. So, okay, now what was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school, I would say, would have been history. I like history for several reasons. One, you can learn a lot because we wasn't in that time period.
Right.
But, of course, that time period from the past, it definitely shapes us in the present, and it could shape us in the future. So history...
it's great for perspective.
Yes. Yes.
That's a good point.
Yes. And I believe if you know your history, you kind of know where you're going.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great observation. And it's still, how wonderful. I didn't know that you're from Illinois. Wonderful things happen in Illinois. First black president came from Illinois. Abraham Lincoln was from Illinois.
Springfield.
So, and then your favorite subject is history.
Yes, and Oprah had her show
in Illinois. So, great things happen in the state of Illinois. How cool is that? Okay, so we have an Illinois native whose favorite subject is...
History.
Is history. And they went to Manual High School. So much fun. Okay, so what was one of the most memorable moments in school during those years that really shaped your life?
I would say, there was several things that transpired throughout my time in high school. But I believe one of the biggest things that shaped my life then and has been shaping my life was being a parent.
Mm-hmm.
I became a parent in high school. And
that's a really brave thing, by the way.
Yes.
To take it head on, still graduate, still do what you have to do, and
exactly.
Be fearless about it as a woman and as an individual. That takes a lot of courage.
It does take courage, and it also takes... It takes bravery, it takes...
Discipline,
and it takes a sense of being responsible.
Yes.
You know, for whatever actions you do, whether you feel like you responsible for them or not, you know. It was a very tough decision, but I made the choice, and I will say that shaped me the most in that time period. And my friends, they shaped me because I had a very good network of friends.
Right.
I encourage anyone that's in high school, grade school, cherish your friendships. They don't come that often, especially in adulthood.
Yes.
So I have friends that I can honestly say we've been friends for 20 years. And that's because those relationships developed when we were 15, 16, 17.
Right.
And we were very intentional on maintaining that relationship. Now, that's not to say we haven't had arguments.
Right.
We haven't went through periods of time of not communicating
right.
properly.
Right.
But
which is life.
Which is life. But the foundation of it is that we truly cared about each other, and we just try to hold on to that.
And that's important that you say that, too, because, like, nowadays everything is instant gratification, instant with social media. And even though it's so cool because we get to connect, it's such a trippy experience to know that you can't always have those tight relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a situation that you have to cherish and really nurture.
And yes. That's such a great thing that you talk about that, the importance of nurturing friendships, because once you have them, they're there, and it's your job to kind of, you know, till the ground on that. So
right.
FYI, for all of you millennials, you really have to have an appreciation of the people in your life, like Tamika was saying. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very important, and it's crucial for going forward. When you're growing as an individual, of course, you're going to change. You encounter different circumstances. You're in different environments. However, the people that know you well and have been able to spend time around you, know what motivates you and things of that nature, those are the people that you're going to really look to when things get tough,
mm-hmm.
when things get confusing.
Right.
And they're going to be, it's like having leverage. They're going to be the ones that's kind of helping you get that balance back. So
right.
I believe that's why relationships, you know, with people are very important. And they're not going to always start in grade school and high school.
Yes.
But when you do have them, I believe that you should nurture them.
Cherish them.
And try to work on keeping that relationship going.
That's really important. And also, it's so, yeah, I think you summed it up. I think you really summed it up well. So FYI, if anybody was taking notes and want to put that into practice, it's the holiday season. So perfect time to do that. And one of the things that I want to talk about as well, do you remember your first job?
Yes. So my first job was my grandfather's ice cream truck.
Wow.
I was 12.
Wow.
He had been running his business before I was born. So it was like traditional, when we get a certain age, we can work on Papa's ice cream truck.
Okay.
It's called Goldie's Ice Cream.
Yes.
He's been in Peoria operating this ice cream truck for at least 40 years now.
Wow.
Every summer.
So it's still going.
It's still going.
That's a wonderful legacy. So what was your favorite ice cream?
I would say the malt. It was a chocolate malt.
Okay. Okay.
That was my favorite. And that was a really telling experience for me, because it, when I talked about earlier about one of the things that I gravitated to was independence when I was a young person, and I believe that's what kind of shaped me to focus on that, because I was able to make money at such a young age.
Yeah.
So I knew the importance of if you can do something for yourself, you have a little bit more freedom.
Yes. Yes, and what a fun job working
yes,
on an
fun.
Ice cream truck.
Yeah, it was fun until job. You. It was fun until you miscalculated the change, giving it
oh,
back
the 50
to the customer.
Cents. But still, who gets to say their first job was on an ice cream truck at 12 years old? I mean, that's your dream job at 12,
right?
You're on an ice
exactly.
cream truck. I mean, come on now.
Yes, not like, later.
Yeah, it's like Disneyland. It's the equivalent of working at Disneyland being
exactly.
12. You know,
exactly.
It's like, come on now. So, okay, wow. I think that's the best answer I've ever heard. You know, I've heard some cool ones, but you know, like, oh, recycling. Oh, I've done, you know, no. Ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck.
Get your goals together. It's about the ice cream. Okay. So what was a defining point in your life that really gave you courage to branch out? Because clearly entrepreneurship is in your blood. You started as an entrepreneur, if you really think about it, as a 12-year-old working
yes.
on an ice cream truck. So that, like, formulates who you define yourself as an early age, of what you think the possibilities are for yourself, and how you feel very a part of what those opportunities can be, because you feel more in charge, or you feel like you have more control and opinion. So how do you feel about entrepreneurship?
I have an appreciation for entrepreneurship. I've already been exposed to it at such an early age, but sometimes life happens and sometimes things get filtered out. It's deeply embedded in you.
Right.
Because you've been exposed to it. But sometimes things, you know, life happens, and sometimes we put these important things in the back of our mind and we just kind of coasting or going along, you know, with the course, but we're not making the course. We're not setting... the standards, we're not making the lane. We kind of just driving in someone else's lane. And I believe that's what happened with me. There's no reason, no one can be an entrepreneur. I mean, you see kids doing it. You see adults doing it later on in life. it's already in us. It just needs to be activated.
And that's a good point that you say that, because I think there a lot of people have the idea of I can do it, but to take it a step further and do it is that active ingredient in the mind that says it's reality for me. And it's really important that you had the early opportunity, you know, extended through your family to even get that exposure to see that you need to work, but we have value for you, and you can give that value. You can assert that value on your own being, and you don't need someone else to employ you or give you the structure to fulfill that. You know, nothing is wrong with that.
Right.
Of course, it's good to know the value of work. And, you know, to be able to participate, be an active participant in work. As for, you know, we're a culture, we're a community, so we all need each other. But not being afraid to define what that, how your contribution is and what that contribution is, I think is a really powerful statement. So it's really important, if you're listening out there, to never discount or discredit whatever skills that you have and always be cognitive of how you can apply them and reach out to others within your community, within your circle of friends, or, you know, people around you, so that way it goes back to that each one teach one, and
yes,
we're always greater through the gift of exposure. So, yeah, very cool.
Yeah, and I just want to add that, you know, and don't get discouraged. You know, anything that's worth having is not easy. Don't allow outside noises or outside voices that's negative to penetrate into your mental, because those could be things that could be hindering you. And the first person that hinders us is our own voice. So when we're planning, or when we are formulating ideas, make sure that you're being as positive with yourself as you possibly can.
I love that point. Be as positive with yourself as you possibly can.
Because you're hearing your voice.
We're going to hashtag that for our social media in the show. Make sure you follow us
okay.
on social media. The blog, Music, Art, Culture is what you're listening to. I'm your host, Dominique. We're here with Tamika. You can follow us on Instagram at Music, Art, Culture, and also on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. Again, on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. We'll also post some visuals for you from today's episode as well, but that is such a good point. That's going to be like a total hashtag for us. Say it again, Tamika.
So much truth. We all hear different opinions of what people have to say to us, but the first opinion is our opinion, the first person. And so when you wake up in the morning, are you saying, I'm wonderful, I'm going to give a gift today, whether it's opening the door or I'm going to take it one step further in the things that I have written down on my goal list? Those are the voices that you're hearing. And so if those voices aren't positive and encouraging, how are you supposed to get to the place that you want to go?
Wow. Well said. No need to piggyback on that one. So you did share that you were a mother, you value family clearly, but how did you balance career and family?
So I was very intentional on trying to be a good parent. There's no such thing as a perfect parent, but I did make a very conscious decision that based on some of the things that I experienced as a young person, that I really wanted to be there for my children, not just there in a sense where I'm just only providing finances or just the roof, but I'm saying actually physically there. And so I was very conscious of how much time I wanted to spend in any career, anything that's going to take me outside the household. So I will always work my work schedule around my kids' school schedule. And I actually got complaints from my son saying, like, you're just too, like, here.
Oh, wow.
You're like, I said, I know. That's how I want it.
Right. That is
and
cool.
I think he was a little irritated because he knew he couldn't do, you know.
He couldn't get into trouble.
He couldn't be mischievous
right.
as much as he wanted to. And so that was.
But the love of a mother.
Yes, the love of a mother, experiences, things that you experienced as a kid. You know that, you know what? I used to look back on some of the things that I went through, good and bad, and when I became a parent, I said, I want to prevent certain things from happening Mm-hmm. I want to be able to be there. And the only how I was going to be able to do that was I had to be very intentional and I had to plan, mm-hmm. you know, according to my children's schedule. And so that's kind of how you get that balancing career, family. And sometimes it works out. It takes a little bit of tweaking. But that's what friends, family, and community is for. It takes a village to raise a child.
That is so true. Hashtag takes a village to raise a child. Hashtag no perfect parenting. Yes, those will be the hashtags. So make sure you follow them and keep up with the conversation. You can join the conversation. Hashtag join the conversation on our social media pages. Again, we are here with Tamika. And this is so much fun. This is such a joy to meet with you here today. And just
and
to
happy
get your
to be
perspective.
Here.
Because this is, it's such a pleasure to find someone who has an identity, who's willing to grow and share their experience. Because a lot of people are not willing to always be transparent and just share their personal experiences. You know, just share the experience. But your willingness to do that is truly, it's a joy for me. It's helping me. It's keeping a smile on my face. And I know it's going to do the same thing for our listening audience as well, because we need each other as a community. And that's what the Blog Music Art Culture is all about, getting real people with real life experience that can help others to kind of connect the dots and keep everything flowing in the right direction, which is upward movement, you know, progress.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, there is no right or wrong answer when we're going through life. And that's really important, too. But it's really great when you have people that can share their experience. So, hashtag share your experience.
Share your experience. Be the best that you can. Some days going to be better than others. That's okay. As long as you're trying. And even as sometimes life, you know, it just happens and it just takes a toll on us. But just doing the simplest things, if you continue to do the smallest acts of kindness, those small acts, they add up to something abundance in you, and it brings out the best in you. So you can hold a door for someone. You can carry someone's groceries. You can offer some information that may be beneficial to someone. There's all kind of ways that we can help one another, and the more you're giving of yourself, the more you are given to yourself.
That is so true. It's important to be present.
Yes.
Because your presence helps someone else, not just yourself.
Right.
So absolutely, absolutely, I totally agree with that. So we've got a few more questions. You've been so gracious. Thank you for letting me take up half your morning. Because we've been out here early, people. Yes, we have. We haven't been talking that long to you, but it's been well over an hour we've been out here. And it's just a pleasure that now you get to share some of this story. So some of the other things now, we've got voting season. If you haven't voted already, make sure you vote. California, that's where we are. November 6th, hit the polls. You know what you need to do. They have the books there, so there's no excuse. If you're registered, be heard, be present, and I'll leave it there. You vote how you want, just vote. But do you feel that millennials and younger generations struggle more with bullying, body image, and identity than their parents or older generations did?
I believe so, just because of the advancement of technology. Everything is right there in your face. So, you know, you have influential people being photoshopped. They're being contoured.
It's
a lot of different things that's going on with the pictures. And so you have these young people looking at these pictures that looks like perfection, but in reality it's not. But
right.
However, their reality is telling them, I need to be like this. I need to look like this.
Right.
So, you know.
That's a good point, because it is the social media age. And I remember kind of when I was coming up, we had the early versions of internet communication, which was predominantly the chat rooms. Before
exactly.
It was DM, everything was
chat rooms.
But our thing was, okay, once we chat, we'll find the people and then we want to link up. And then, you know, you have like the opportunity now to create your own reality through social media. And it does take a toll on young people because, like you said, these pictures don't necessarily reflect something that's obtainable for everyone when it comes to body image, when it comes to beauty, when it comes to creating a look that is supposed to be deemed acceptable or, you know, a beauty norm. And it's really not fair, right? Because there's so many different versions of beauty. There is no perfect.
There's no standard.
There's no standard
of beauty.
Right.
What you may consider beautiful, I may consider mediocre.
That is so true.
So it is subjective and it's a matter of opinion.
The eye of the beholder is really important. And that's so funny that you say that too, because it's so true when it comes to dating. You can't expect that, ladies, if you're listening, please take notes. You cannot expect that everything you like on your social media pages is going to be the same thing that the person you're dating is going to like. They might like the complete opposite, and they might think of you as the complete opposite, and you should be okay with that.
Correct. I agree. Yes.
So something to consider. I mean, if he doesn't like all your photos, it doesn't mean that, you know, he doesn't like you. Think about
right.
that. Maybe he just doesn't like what you're showing in that picture, but that doesn't mean that he's not interested in you and who you are. So something to consider. I don't know. Sometimes guys get a bad rap when it comes to social media. Young guys do anyway. You know, they think if you don't like the same type of pictures all the time, you know, maybe you're not into K-Swiss. Maybe you're into Adidas.
Correct.
Maybe you're not into Jordans. Maybe you're into the new Steve Curry's, which is with Under Armour. You know, give people a break.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't like MAC. Maybe you're acne prone like me and you like something else.
Yeah.
Maybe you're more into Clinique or something.
And it's a matter of just respecting people's opinions. Like, we can't force or project what we want someone else to do. Like, we don't have any control over that.
Right.
So that's important to understand. Only person you can control is yourself.
So true. Yes. So true. And such a pleasure. Okay. And that, yeah, it's really hard for some of these kids, but I think one of the initiatives that we have with the Music Art Culture Education Foundation is we have an anti-bullying campaign. So even though we're no longer in October, which was Bullying Prevention Month, one of the things that we focus on is giving them a platform to at least talk about the importance of friendship and how they feel about the importance of just standing up and being heard and being present. And yeah, if you are interested, if you're a California resident, head over to musicartculture.org. Our middle school students, 6th through 8th grade, you can participate, fill out the application, and share your thoughts on the questions. And if we choose your entry, you can win a prize. So don't overlook that. It's a $25 gift card, okay? Christmas is almost here. Surprise yourself or maybe your parents, but keep that in mind. But let it roll over into November, too. The conversation and the contest, it's going until November 21st. So if you're listening and you're interested, remember, head over to musicartculture.org. Now, we did talk a little bit about the importance of registering to vote, so we're going to get right back into that. Do you think that there are enough young people out now that know the importance of voting?
I believe they do know the importance of voting. I don't know if they feel like their voice is being heard. You just hear so much rhetoric on TV, radio, and the most important thing that we should be focusing on and talking about is getting lost in that.
Right.
It's getting lost in translation, so it's kind of not allowing the young people to understand what really is being talked about and what's most important subject-wise. And so they do know the importance of voting. They know the importance of voting because at one point we couldn't vote.
Right.
You know, so they do know that. However, I don't think they really understand that their voice does matter. And it's not going to matter if you're not
using it. And that's an important point as well. No one can know everything about a particular leader or a particular group, but you can do your research. And you can say, okay, what do I stand for? What do I need? What does my community need? And then try and align your goals to match with whatever is being represented when you get ready to vote. And that's what's really important about it. And so for those who think that their vote doesn't matter, we want to remind you that it does matter. You do count because we're all active members of our own community. And yeah, we have to be present whenever we can. So make sure you do it in the polls. And that's enough on that. But do you think that high school grads and college students And even, like, yeah, I mean, they're transitioning now at that special age. You're graduating from high school. You're trying to figure out your own voice. What do you stand for, right? You know, I mean, you're no longer under your parents. So, hey, what do I stand for? Mm-hmm. And then you're in college, so you're kind of figuring out, okay, like, I'm a part of the system, but I don't know what part of what system I'm a part of yet.
And it's okay to not know and to have everything mapped out at such a young age. I mean, honestly, a lot of people don't know. You know, everything has been done for you, for a lot of people. Of course, everyone's circumstances is different. Some people had to grow up faster than others. But in the grand scheme of things, as a child, you are supposed to be cared for until you are able to go out on your own. And if you have been sheltered or if you had that support system, and someone is always doing something for you, of course it's going to be hard to transition from that mindset of being taken care of to now I need to take care of myself.
Right. And that's normal. Like you said, nobody has all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we figure it out. We show
up. We figure it out.
And we figure it out. So show up, people. Figure it out. Okay. Now we have one more question for closing. And it's the biggest question you've probably asked yourself. That's a rhetorical question, people. I'm really not being serious about that. But it's a fun question, I guess, that you would probably pose to your young self. So if you could go back in time, what would you tell your 8th grade self? The 8th grade self that isn't yet in high school yet, that hasn't had the opportunity to experience puberty and is about to transition into the rest of her life.
I would have to say I would tell myself to run from the boys. They're going to chase you, but run faster. Run track. Run the 50-yard dash. No, I mean, that is true, but I would just say just be very aware of the company you keep in and the people that's surrounding you.
Yes.
Once I transitioned from grade school, was a piece of cake for me, by the way. I played sports. I had...
What sport did you play?
I played basketball. I played softball. I ran track. I did volleyball for a short period of time. Tried out for cheerleading. I made it, but I wasn't able to participate, so I was upset about that. Grade school was wonderful. I made it wonderful. You know, I took the initiative to say, you know what, I want to make these 4 years the best 4 years of my life. And that's what I did. I tried out for every sport. I did every sport. I had my friends, my group of friends. We all was in it together, boys and girls. And we had fun doing it. And that's what made it an enjoyable experience. So I would say just, you know, transitioning from that to high school was a little bit challenging for me because I was so, like, you know, happy and chippery and not really paying attention to, you know, my surroundings and the intentions of others.
Typical teenage distraction.
Yes, and sometimes you get caught up. You get caught off guard. You get caught slipping is what they say.
Right.
So I would just say just be aware. Be very intentional with your goals. That can kind of keep, you know, certain things from happening. And just be around positive people and do what you love. Make it an enjoyable experience. I know high school is hard. It's challenging. You're in a new environment. You're around these other big people that's on their way out the door, and they're not very nice sometimes, the seniors, you know,
right,
versus
so
the freshmen.
True.
So
first year and last year,
right,
completely different
right.
vibe
so,
of how to exist.
Exactly. So yes. it's, you have that going on, and you're just trying to adjust. But make the experience by doing the things that you feel like, I can do this, I can grow in this. Even if you're not good at it, try out for it. You know, join different clubs. That is going to make the time go by faster because we all want to get out of high school. And it's going to also make it an enjoyable experience.
And that is so true. I think that's a really great way to sum up the 8th grade self. Conscious and how to prepare for those next 4 years. Because you never know what's going to happen. Everybody just, you know, we wish for the best, right? We open our eyes every day and we have an experience that we don't know, can't control, but we wish for the best. And the key, one of the keys on what you were saying was to be intentional. And when you're intentional, you can wish for the best and then also incorporate discipline, because when you're intentional, it gives you an idea of what to focus on. And when you have that focus, you can decipher on the type of discipline that's needed in order to see out that vision, and then you can manifest something great.
Yes.
So that's a really awesome point that you touched on when it comes to having that identity. You know, basically that's what you're talking about, formulating an identity.
Identity. Yes, because we struggle with that, especially as a young person. Yeah. They're trying to find their identity.
And as young women.
And
I think that
women,
is so difficult sometimes for young women, because we have so many identities. Like, we have our mothers, we have our grandmothers, we have our friends, we have, you know, our teachers who are telling us what the cultural norm is and how we're supposed to fit in, you know? And then we have this opportunity to be ourselves and be heard and be great, but we have to figure out how it makes sense for us. So, yes, it's really powerful to just share your thoughts, and I'm so grateful that you chose to share your thoughts on our platform for the Blog Music Art Culture. It was great to have you as a guest. And before we let you go, you have to tell us what you're doing now, business-wise, as an entrepreneur.
So business-wise, I am an insurance agent. So I, right now, I am helping small businesses, local businesses, and individuals with their insurance needs and their Aflac products. And I think it's very important for people to be educated on what's available to them. You know, it's not. I can't say if you need it or not if you're not willing to learn and see if it's needed. So that's what I'm currently doing, and it's been working out great so far, and I'm just looking forward to a bright future and going forward with educating people on the things that's out here available to them as far as insurance to help them grow either as a business or just protect their family, protect their income.
Okay, that's great. And we'll be sure to get your information after the show so we can post it on our social media as well, to just in case there are people listening who want, you know, more learning materials on what type of insurance they may need and the best way to approach the situation. That's always good, especially in California, because there's still a stigma with health insurance.
Yes.
It's like, it's so funny because I think it's more so the rebellion, the teenage rebellion phase of, you can't tell me what to do with my own money. But when you think about it, you'd rather be with insurance than without insurance. God forbid you ever need insurance.
Exactly.
And it does go back to that thing that you were saying when it talks about you people being educated, because they need to have an understanding of what they need.
Right, and it's just education. So it's not geared towards the thing that I like about the company values what they're offering to individuals and the community and small businesses, and so they make it affordable, they make it simple and easy to understand. However, it's a lot of people out there that we have to reach out to,
right,
to be able to even educate them on these wonderful things and
right,
these products.
So you have to be willing to have the conversation, people, about what it is that you need. But don't be afraid, because we have somebody cool here who is actually welcoming, warming, and wants to have that conversation with you. So, yeah, Tamika's cool to have a dialogue with, FYI. Make sure you like the post, like, share, follow. Thank you for listening to the Blog Music Art Culture. I'm your host, Dominique, and thank you so much, Tamika, for
thank
being
you.
Our guest.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Likewise. You all keep the conversation going. We'll tune in with you next week. Later.
Thank you for listening to the Blog Music Art Culture. For more info on today's guest, go to musicartculture.org. Click the contact page and send us an email. Until next time.